B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-5, The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, let's wrap up the week with a little sound off. The number 610-771-9705. Hit us up when you got something to say. Publish a message, and you may make it to the show. Let's hear what we have today.
I think Ben Simmons' reluctance to take the outside shot parallels when Michael Vick was here, and he would not slide, and he would always dive head first and risk turning the ball over, which he did quite a few times, actually.
Yeah, but he didn't know how to slide. See, you see Ben Simmons shoot it all the time. Right? Michael Vick just didn't know how to do it, and he couldn't get himself athletically in a position to slide because it was foreign to him. Ben Simmons does shoot the ball.
So Ben Simmons hurt his shoulder and cannot play. I don't know what the difference is. He doesn't shoot the ball, so why can't he play with a hurt shoulder?
Well, man, you got to pass. You got to put the ball over your head. You got to get your arm and shoulder in the passing lane.
You grab a rebound.
You got to grab a rebound one over your head. Come on.
You know what cracks me up about many of these Sixers fans? They just decided to follow the team in the last few years when they got good. And they jump on board, and they jump on this bandwagon, and they want to have a say in it. And they need to just be quiet and have some patience while this team learns how to mesh.
Well, I don't think that's fair, and it's not true. The Sixer fans were forced to put up with a lot of stuff. And they remain loyal. So I don't think that they're Johnny-come-latelys because they're good. Sixer fans have been Sixer fans for a long time.
I can tell you why I'm so frustrated with Ben Simmons. I see all the things he does well, and I recognize his game, and I see how he impacts the game on both sides of the floor, but he is not living up to his potential. He has so much potential, and there's certain games where he just shies away.
It's been 5 games, really. Come on. I mean, seriously.
But this is the first time Jay Brown has had a complete team from day one when we're starting the season. And I thought I would see a little bit more structure offensively than I'm seeing. Like, I see it defensively, you know, but I'm not seeing it offensively. I would see sets for to a high and low with Tobias and Embiid.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Were there any complaints like this when they were 5-0?
No.
You didn't hear a complaint.
No,
right?
No complaints.
And people say, well, their defense is tremendous, and therefore their offense is secondary to their defense. And if their defense is that good, they're going to win games anyway. And all of a sudden, they lost 2 games, 1 in Phoenix. That was, that game is, people didn't like that loss.
No, and Ben getting the 6 points in that loss really got under people's skin. And now... But in Embiid's plan, it's a different world because you can live with him being so passive. So until they play 20 games together, I'm talking about Seth, you don't know about their offense. Let them play together a little bit.
They win tonight?
I do not think they win tonight.
Not going to help.
What are the Eagles doing? They should be retiring Brian Westbrook jersey. I don't understand why they're not doing it. He is clearly not coming back.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I would urge the Eagles to consider the 36 instead of giving it to schleppy defensive backs from waivers.
For all those idiot Sixer fans who think we should trade Ben Simmons to Phoenix for Devin Booker, call the general manager of the Phoenix Suns and make that offer. I guarantee he'd sign off on it before you hung up the phone. And if he didn't, and I owned the Phoenix Suns, I'd fire my general manager 2 minutes later.
I'm not so sure that they would think that would be a good deal. The way Devin Booker's playing, he's a league star.
And the same age. They're only 2 months apart.
Yeah. Guys, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that closes down a very active and busy week. No football on Sunday, but the Sixers tonight. You got a lot of college football coming up on Saturday. We'll be back to talk about it on Monday. Stay tuned on the radio side for a little Sixers pregame show live from the Trap Tavern in Collegeville with Devon Givens and D. Lineham. And Andrew Satchunas will also be there on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for the Daily Line. Get all your handicapping needs. Joe Torti, nice job. Thanks for being here. And everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you.
A burden to shoulder. I'm Joe Torti, and this update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Ben Simmons will miss tonight's Sixers road game against the Nuggets with a grade 1 AC joint sprain. He could reportedly miss the next 3 games. Listen in at 9 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join Devon Givens and D. Lineham live from the Trap Tavern tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. This report is also sponsored by Lowe's. Do your next home improvement project right by shopping Lowe's for deals throughout the store. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. The Fanatic Pro Shop is now open. Fanatic and Philly sports theme apparel and merchandise at discount prices. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com. I'm Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, folks, listen up. The Mercedes-Benz winter event is happening right now. And if you're looking for a new car, why not make it a Benz? Go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or if you're out by the shore, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. You can check out the deals on the new 2020 models. The one I'm driving now, the GLC 300 SUV. It is absolutely fantastic. And how about the 2020 C-Class sedans? Their entire fleet of vehicles. You know what you get? Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. Now is the time to strike the Mercedes-Benz winter event where you can get a great price. Happening now through December 2nd, just in time to spend the holidays driving around in luxury. Go over and take a test drive. Tell them Mike Miss sent you at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, online. Check them out at yourmercedes.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.